Well, here we are. It's just a few days away from 2022. It's Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. Today going to be cloudy. There's a 100% chance for some rain snow mix. I guess you're saying there's a chance. Periods of all snow as well. We could have accumulation of 1 to 2 inches of snow with a high of 36 later on tonight. 30% chance for some rain and snow early on, then mostly cloudy. Low down to 33. Now, we know that with that weather forecast, sounds like the roads might be a little iffy sometime later on today. So we'll definitely keep you up to date with all of that with our winter weather road reports we got from our friends at County Bear Law Office. So keep you up to date with that. But roads are clear right now, and I don't know about the radar. Radar looks pretty clear, too. Spencer Rivers, you're looking at it right now. You got anything coming anywhere from the south?
It's quite a ways off. We're talking probably around Springfield, Missouri, okay. And just getting into Illinois now, and it's mostly rain.
Yeah, and the temperature, I mean, we're going to stay above freezing tonight. It's gonna be like right around there, so I feel like there will be some ice at some point, probably for your afternoon commute, if you have one. If you work from home and your commute is, 5 feet from to the next room, then you don't have much to worry about. But what's going on with you today?
Family company starts to thin out a little bit today.
Some of them left? Are they leaving today?
They're leaving sometime today, probably around noon. So a little less pandemonium going on.
Are they at least letting you get to bed on time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, they staying in one of the Airbnb.
Oh, right. You mentioned that yesterday.
So they don't come over the house too much.
Okay.
So, but the times that I have gone over there to have dinner and such with them, with the three little kids, it can be quite...
They're burning off some energy, and it's making you tired pretty quick.
And I'm not used to it, all the rambunctious bunch there. And
well, especially when you got a trio of kids running around.
Yeah.
That makes it even more interesting.
I just sit there and look at the clock. Yep. My watch was at time.
go play over there.
Yeah, go play over there. Go see your mom.
Yeah. Sloppy roads are my least favorite when it comes to driving around anywhere. So dealing with that, don't want it. So not looking forward to that. I'd rather have a solid patch of snow packed down on the road than have to deal with slush and blech all everywhere, because it's not good for your car. It's not good for driving. So hopefully we don't have to deal with too much of that today. But some other things you got to deal with today as you started off. It's National Card Playing Day. So you can grab a deck of cards, get some buddies over, try to play some card games. Card games were first developed, if you're wondering, in the 9th century in China, and would later become a good enough excuse to maybe build a tacky city in the middle of Nevada in the desert, and playing card facts for you. 52 cards in the modern deck are believed to correspond with the number of weeks in a year. So I don't know what the 52nd one would be, so you can grab that card out. But in Las Vegas, the casinos change cards at least every 12 hours. And back in World War II, the U.S. printed special cards for soldiers that would split in half to reveal tiny maps in case they were captured and needed directions to the nearest safe house. That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
You play any card games?
I do not.
I have friends that always played Euchre. Yeah, you ever see people play that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no idea how to play it.
My mother used to play Bridge.
Bridge, yeah. I know some people that'll play that. And, there's so many different ones, like Rummy and Gin Rummy and all those different card games. I don't know really any of them.
I don't know.
I know 52 card pickup. It's the worst game, depending on which side you are on. War, I know how to play that. That's pretty easy. Blackjack,
mm-hmm.
Kind of know that. Some poker. I tried to do some poker stuff when I was in like high school. I was like, oh yeah, because that was when like the Texas Hold'em thing was on ESPN and everything. So I was
people play cards on TV.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. No, it's not. Not really entertaining at all, unless Yeah, all it is people just, you know, wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
Staring at the other people.
Reminds me of my parents' Sunday afternoons tying up the television watching bowling.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, oh, come on.
Bowling has gotten more entertaining over the years, though, as far as the way, like, ESPN and all these, you know, they're really getting into bowling. Like, they've got a lot of guys that are really excited after they get done throwing a strike. But these guys are all so good that there's really not much to watch because, like, oh, look, they got another strike.
Yeah.
Oh, they got they finally missed a pin. And now they're very upset.
To me, bowling is more entertaining in person than it is to watch it on television. I mean,
yeah. Like, I would go as a spectator even. Mm-hmm. And go watch somebody that's a good bowler. But I'm not a good bowler. So I watched that and I'm like,
I don't know. Last time I went bowling, they had the manual pin setters, I think they know.
Oh, yeah?
The people behind there placing the pins. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, those machines are pretty cool. I've always wanted to work at a bowling alley.
One of the first examples of machines taking over for human beings.
Bowling alley, I think, would be a cool job. Don't you think? Have you ever worked at a bowling alley?
No, not really. Although people say my mind is in the gutter sometimes.
I knew you were going to come with something like that. Some other things happening today. It's you'll like this one. It's National Chocolate Candy Day.
There we go.
Love me some chocolate candy. You ever do the chocolate, the advent calendars?
I've never seen or heard of that.
So it's like a calendar, and then you open up a little cardboard door, and then there's a little piece of chocolate in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we have to get one of those next year.
Yeah. I never get the right dates. I'm always like, let's skip ahead and see what's coming up tomorrow. Usually it's just another piece of chocolate, but I just want to eat it. I can see the future. It's chocolate. Today's also Pledge of Allegiance Day, commemorating the day in 1945. Congress adopted the Pledge of Allegiance in the United States, into the United States Flag Code. It was written by Francis Bellamy. It was first published in a kid's magazine back in 1892.
I wonder if he's still getting residuals for that.
Hey, I don't know. That'd be nice. They still do Pledge of Allegiance in schools?
I don't know.
I used to.
I remember when I used to go to school, that was every morning you had to do that.
Every morning. And then when I was in, I think it was one of the teachers in the school was like the one that was responsible for putting the flag up outside on the flagpole.
Hmm.
So I was like part of the students that were in rotation to go and put the flag up every day.
Oh, really?
So that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, rain or shine, we were always able to put it up there and get the flag up. And then I was really good at folding with another person, folding the American flag way.
That's a talent to do that.
That is.
My goodness.
I mean, it's not as good as like the guys in the military that are able to do that, but I was pretty good.
Do you put holiday flags up on your house?
Holiday flags?
Yeah, you know, for Easter, I've seen neighborhoods, they have Happy Easter. It's a flag with a
bow. Oh, no, I haven't
done
that.
You've never seen that? Oh.
I haven't seen those. Oh. I mean, I guess I have seen flags, but I don't really pay attention to them being every season.
I've seen Happy Halloween flags on people's houses.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah. I think I'll pass on that one. But I wonder if whoever is in charge of folding that flag that's on M139, the huge one.
Oh, my God.
In front of, I think, Bell Tire.
Oh,
that thing yikes. Is massive. Can you imagine trying to fold that thing?
They ever take that down?
I don't know if they do.
I don't know.
I think it stays up year-round.
Hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine trying to take that down and fold that. You would need, like, 10 guys.
I wonder if it's lit at night. It's supposed to be.
I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah. So... yeah, I don't think I'd like to see somebody fold that. So if anybody knows if they take that down and fold it, I want to go and watch.
I'd like to be able to fold fitted sheets properly. That's what I'd like.
That is a talent that I have not been able to master.
Me neither.
I have watched countless YouTube videos trying to figure out how to do it. I had a friend that he did the same thing, watched a ton of videos, and he figured it out. And that's like his claim to fame. He's like, I can do many things. One of my favorite things to do and the best things I'm best at is folding a fitted sheet.
Wow.
So I don't know. It's something with the corners. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Yes, and, yes. It's, my wife always says, well, I'll just do it.
Yeah. It's weird because when you do lay it down, it's got sort of these rounded edges. And then even they say, well, you just got to make it be a rectangle. So fold that in a little bit and fold that in. But it never looks good. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just don't do it anymore because I don't do it right. So
maybe look out on Facebook. Maybe we'll do a Facebook Live of us trying to fold fitted
sheets.
There
we go. That would be cool.
We'll go on for hours. I did that once a few years ago. We learned how to do it. We did a video. And now I don't remember. I got it when I did that video.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like 4 years ago.
Hmm.
So I don't think I know how to do it anymore. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to brush up on my knowledge there. Now time to fill your brain with some useless knowledge. Do you like pineapple? I think it's delicious. Well, it also works as a natural meat tenderizer. The fruit's packed with the enzyme bromelain. I think that's how you pronounce it. What it does is it breaks down protein chains, making it an ideal marinade for meats. When you don't have a lot of time. But for the same reason, pineapples don't work for things like jams and jellies since the enzyme breaks down things like gelatin as well. Now, this protein, there's bromelain, is so strong that when people work in the pineapple processing areas, the plants to make the pineapple put in the can and do all that stuff, they have to wear protective gloves. Otherwise, over time, the enzyme will eat away at the skin on their face and hands, leaving dry skin and small sores.
Ugh.
I always, every time we have pineapple, if you ever eat pineapple by itself, you'll notice that you get like a tingle, like in your tongue. It's because it's basically eating you.
Oh,
because of those enzymes. I mean, it's helpful for breaking down a lot of stuff, but just be mindful that it's basically eating you.
I wonder if that's true for the pineapple juice as well.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably. I would think so. The enzyme I would think would stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time I have pineapple, we always say that. Like, I think that's a great tagline. Pineapple, the fruit that bites back.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, the feeling of getting lost inside of a mall has a name. You ever been lost in a mall?
No.
I've been lost before. The feeling of getting lost in the mall, though, is known as Grun transfer. It's named that because of a guy named an Austrian architect, that is, Victor Grun. He identified how an intentionally confusing layout could lead to consumers spending more time and money in a shopping venue. So
I've been lost at Lakeland Hospital.
Well, that's the thing is anytime, any place, whether it be a mall or a hospital or places, the ones that like add on to the building and make new additions, like, they didn't plan for that initially, so they're like, yeah, go to Section B. It's in the west corridor of the third floor.
Last time I was there to visit someone, I followed the directions, but then I got lost because then I had to ask, well, you take the elevator down one floor, get on the other set of elevators, and go up two floors, and it was just...
It's confusing too, because like if they make an addition or something like that, they're like, yeah, you can't use that elevator. You got to use that elevator,
because
that takes you to that section of the building.
Yeah,
what? Can I just get like a guide or a GPS or something?
Need a guide?
Yeah. Here's one for you. A couple scientific things for useless knowledge. The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
My gosh.
So the wood frogs are in Alaska mainly, and they've been known to hold their urine for up to 8 months, sticking out through the region's long winters before relieving themselves once the temperature increases.
Well, wouldn't you like to be the person in charge of that study?
I was just thinking that.
Oh,
I was
wow.
thinking the same thing. Like, who just says, like, every day they just walk up to the frog, well, did he pee today? Nope, guess not. And
wow.
can you imagine that day that he's like, all right, now I'm going to pee. How long that would probably last? Like, again, another scientist would have to check off the box and on the list and then set a timer to see how long he peed and all those things. Yeah, scientific studies are strange.
I would like to know if that's a government-funded thing.
Does I'm sure it is.
Why
I'm
would
sure
anyone,
it is.
Why would they delegate money for that? I don't.
All the studies. That I mean, they want to know. It's science. They want to know about the wood frog. They got to study the environment and how these animals and reptiles and all these different things, how they deal with certain elements.
Maybe that will be in a Trivial Pursuit someday.
Maybe, but. Yeah.
Also,
another thing, your nostrils, even though you've got two of them, they only work one at a time. So when we breathe in and out of our noses during the day, one nostril does most of the work at one time, with the duty switching every several hours. The nasal cycle is dictated by the same autonomic nervous system that regulates your heart rate, digestion, and other unconscious bodily functions. And the reason is why when our noses get stuffed up, it does so that one usually does so one nostril at a time.
That's another government-funded study.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Jeez.
Yeah. Or you could do the study at home if you want.
Yeah.
figure out which nostril's working today. But what if I plug one? I mean, if my right nostril is the one working and I plug my left nostril, does that mean I'm not going to be able to breathe in? Or does it just then switch to the other one?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to spend some time to do a scientific study.
You can do that with your new Navage.
You know,
Christmas.
I was thinking the amount of time that you you give to Navage, I feel like somebody's paying you under the table for Navage.
Well, it's just, it's never ending on the television or here on the radio.
Yeah,
you never hear the end of it.
They like to, I mean, obviously either people are buying those things or they want to spend money so that people can buy them.
What's really silly about one of the television ads for it is a woman has it up to her nose and is using it, and she has this gigantic smile on her face. Now, why would you smile if you're doing that?
I know. I've got the neti pot.
Oh, the neti pot.
Yeah, it's just like looks like a teapot.
Well, how does that work? The same way?
I love that we're talking about this because I know that you're probably this. The whole entire morning show is brought to you by Navage, and no one's getting money for it. So the neti pot is just like a little teapot. You put you got to put clean water, like distilled water or
distilled
or filtered water. It can't have like elements in it. Like you try to make it the cleanest of water. And then you put this like saline solution packet in there, stir that up and then pour it. You tip your head to the side and then you pour it in one nostril and you pour it in the other. And it cleans you out.
It comes out the other one?
It comes out the other one. Yeah. Goes in one, goes out the other one.
Does it actually help?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so. Like, anytime, like, allergy season, I will do that. But you're not supposed to do it when you're already stuffed up. You're supposed to do it, like, just as a preventative. So, like, people that have allergies, this is probably a good thing. Look into the neti pot.
You have to do that over a sink or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or outside if you want to, if you want.
Over a friend's house.
Yeah, over a friend's house, over a table or a bowl right before dinner.
The next thing we'll see is someone doing that while they're driving or in the car, because I've seen people all doing all kinds of silly
things. Hey, if they're running late, They got to clean their nose up.
People putting their makeup on when they're in the car. And I've seen a couple people, a couple men with electric razors shaving when they're driving and stuff like that.
So hopefully none of you are doing that right now as we speak. Hopefully you're driving safely with two hands on the wheel. We would hope that you're doing that. That's your public service announcement. Please do not clean your nose out while driving. And every once in a while, you'll see this on social media, all these real estate listings, people selling houses, property, or random things on Facebook. But one thing came across my news feed that I want to talk about because I need some money. So, Spencer, I'm going to give you the first opportunity to give me some money for this purchase that I want to make. I think... maybe a GoFundMe or something might be in order because I don't have $600,000.
Oh, come on now.
So, yeah, I just don't. I go reach in my pockets. I got about $6, but not $600,000.
Wow.
In cash, at least.
I'm sure you can get financed.
I'm sure. Yeah. Can you imagine what the payments would be? I don't know math, but I know we do have a lot of financial institutions that advertise on this fine program. I'm sure they could help me out and at least figure out how much it would cost me. But the reason I need this and this real estate listing that came across that made me go, is, and you probably saw it too, is the original House of David Hotel is now on the market.
You mean the one downtown Benton Harbor?
The one downtown Benton Harbor, 163 Colfax.
Oh, that's in bad shape.
It looks to be in bad shape. But if you think about it, the place looks like a fortress.
Oh, my gosh,
and the stonework, and this is definitely a true testament of they don't build things like they used to. But I was surprised to see that because I had thought that the building was condemned, and that's why there was no real estate listing. There was no anything about the property, and nothing has happened there for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, it looks. I've never been inside. I would love to go inside.
They had tours of it last year, or the year before. I think they had posted pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, and they said they it's got it from what the real estate listing says. Is that they have had, I think they've had a new roof. Yeah, a new roof was put on several years ago. And also the buyer has first option to buy the large parking lot on the north side of the building by Main Street. But you're looking at obviously a piece of history, but also a lot of square footage, over 40,000 square feet. They do say that they have a local contractor that has expert knowledge of the stone facade restoration and has viewed the building and is willing to work with the new owner for an entire exterior. Now, that's going to be expensive as well. But think about it. I mean, what would you do with that building? I mean, there's so many different ideas that come to mind with you could turn it back into a hotel. You could turn it into like condos or a home or something like that. Or if it were me and I had the money, it would just be my house.
Really?
It'd be like my fortress.
I think there used to be stores on the ground floor.
I think so, and that's that they've got that boarded up for because there was probably just windows and things like that underneath there. But I would love to take a tour of that place and see. I know the listing agent. I can certainly have him take me through it.
Take pictures or something.
Yeah.
Or
I think we got to figure this, and we got to figure out how we're going to get $600,000 so we can pay for this. It's listed at low price of $560,000.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with taxes and all that other stuff, probably at least another over $600,000 I'm going to need.
I would love just to see stores in the bottom on the ground floor again.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Sure need some more stores downtown.
Yeah, I'd love for somebody to buy it and restore it and not have it be torn down because it's definitely a piece of history.
No.
Probably, if you fixed it up, you could probably get registered as historical places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that wouldn't be very hard to do and get that all taken care of.
I don't think its future is... headed towards a hotel or motel.
No, probably not. Well, I don't know. What kind of ideas do you have? You can always give us a call at 925-WSJM. Stay tuned with that because I'm looking like I want to not really going to purchase it, but I'd like to take a look at it and kick the tires, see check things out, see what it's all like.
Could be in the future the Reinhardt building.
It could be the house of Reinhardt.
There you go.
I like your ideas. You're always full of ideas. You're not full of money, but you're full of ideas. So you can go and check that out. You can just find it a real estate listing. We'll share it on our Facebook page if you haven't seen it already. I know a lot of people shared it on my Facebook. All my friends did. So I know there's a lot of interest. But if you want to go check that, I'll share it on to the WSJM one.